not just the rand, obviously the weakness of commodity prices and the weakness of the fall in the rand and the strong US dollar are all the bad news for Zimbabwe from a competitiveness viewpoint. Industry is struggling enough as it is to compete with cheap imports and from South Africa and elsewhere, and this is just making it worse. And at the same time, exports are suffering because of the weak commodity prices.
What then is the way forward for Zimbabwe's business? Does Zimbabwe have any control?
Not really. I mean, you know, the classic solution in this, as you've been seeing in the emerging markets, including now China, is to devalue your currency. But Zimbabwe can't devalue, and is left with a strengthening currency, the US dollar, at a time when its main trading partner is devaluing very substantially indeed, South Africa.
And lastly, China is also looking at devaluing. And Zimbabwe at one time was saying that it is also adopting the Chinese yuan. Is it in circulation that much in Zimbabwe to have an impact?
Not really. And, you know, it's the key exchange rate is the dollar. You know, about 80% of all transactions are in dollars, and most other transactions are in rand. You get some in Botswana currency, pulas in Matabeleland pots, but not much. So it's pretty much a two-currency thing. I mean, these other currencies are theoretically part of this of the single currency, but they're not really. Very few people use pounds or euros or one or anything else.